Charles Mingus's Memento. East coasting. On that album cover, he's almost skinny. Most definitely in fighting trim. And if there's one thing we know Charles Mingus was always up for, it was a fight. And if he wasn't supplied a satisfactory sparring partner, he always had himself, which was the story of his life. A body of work so substantial, nobody could ignore him. Mingus was simply too formidable to fit into clothes advertised inside storeroom windows or magazines pushed to pimp product. He had his own goods to sell, or not sell, also the story of his life, making him more or less like any jazz musician, not to mention most men who dare acknowledge themselves justly as gods. We speak of this great man's prodigious appetites, but few of us can fathom what it's like, swallowing indignities like subways consuming cities, and then, as he did in 57, hustling out 5 albums in 1 year, those stupefying months where his art exploded like a seed the size of a star, swung toward Earth, all shine and sound. East coasting? Surely Mingus wasn't talking topography, but making a statement. He was all world, and this universe could never contain him, or the eye of his creative hurricanes. In other words, I'm 3, he wrote, another story in a life filled with false starts, fake profits, and the solitary thing so many wise and wary loners learn to embrace, resistance. This man, unaccompanied, was equal to any army. Give him a quintet and he'd conquer a country. Equipped with his own big band, Mingus would ingest the world and reproduce it in his singular image, which is precisely what he did. Scoffing at the 4-letter word that can't describe all the things he was and how he died. Fighting the silence with these songs of himself.